and more. Studies show that impaired driving costs us billions of dollars each year. But the victims of impaired driving pay the biggest price.
Change for the better.
MAD Canada, helping the victim, stopping the crime.
Hey, it's Ashley, host of Your Mother's Attic Friday afternoons on 100.3 Sound FM. Why do I care about this station? Simple. I love sharing music. Your community radio station has been exposing people around the world to new independent artists for 33 years, playing tracks by local musicians and albums you never heard by your favorite bands. Sound FM is committed to broadcasting innovative programming that provides an alternative to local media outlets in the Waterloo region, and I want to make sure that we continue to do so well into the future. But we need your help now more than ever. Support your community station by calling 519-886-CKMS or by visiting soundfm.ca. I'm Ashley, a proud and passionate programmer at 100.3 Sound FM. Can't stop, won't stop.
Car trouble, emission testing, all your car care needs here at Down the Road Again, 430 Albert Street, Waterloo. Give us a call at 519-747-2220, 430 Albert Street, Waterloo. Down the Road Again for all your car care needs.
Service when your car needs care, you and your car are gonna love it.
Hey everyone, it's the Brit here.
And DJ JD, and we want to give you the inside look into Sound FM.
Sound FM is a community radio station that dedicates its time and effort into promoting new artists. You will hear many new and not so new music on this station. There's something for everyone.
As a co-op based radio station, it was the perfect choice for myself and the Brit to get a true taste of the radio lifestyle. So don't touch that dial and keep supporting your local radio station, 100.3 Sound FM.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. My name is David Trin, and with me
is Amanda Kate Alger.
Hello, welcome, Amanda. This is your first time, isn't it?
It is.
Awesome, awesome. This is the Swingin' Blues Radio Show, and today is Thursday, January 5th, 2012, and it is episode number 26. And boy, do we have a show for you this evening. Happy New Year, too.
Happy New Year.
Yes. It's been an exciting new year for me. How about you?
Good New Year so far.
Yes. I went to the Dover Courthouse on New Year's Eve in Toronto, and I, with Amanda Bell, taught a blues class and then danced to blues music on the second floor and to Roberta Hunt and Toby Hughes and a whole bunch of others on the first floor there.
I unfortunately stayed home green with envy and had to work.
Oh, well, someone has to man the pumps out there.
Yeah, man the station.
Right. Very good. So welcome to the Swingin' Blues Radio Show, and we hope you are having a wonderful evening. It's very balmy out there, and we hope you're staying warm, too. So it's minus one in Waterloo, Ontario. And what we'll do is we'll start the next song with Sweet Georgia Brown by Erskine Hawkins. Mm-hmm.
step, life's all reap. If you dig that beat on the sunny side of the street, used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. What a drag, old man, getting stuck in the shade. Yeah, yeah, don't be afraid, move it on over. Rockefeller can't be me. Gold dust round my feet on the sunny, sunny side of the street.
Sugar baby of mine, he's special, rich and funny. He never asked for my money. All that I give him is honey that I can spend in time. I take a million sips from his lips if I were a bee, because he's sweeter than chocolate candy to me. He's confectionary sugar. I never cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm too sweet on my sugar, that sugar baby of mine. Sugar baby of mine, he's special, ration, funny. He never asked for my money. All that I give him is honey that he can spend any time. I take a million sips from his lips if I were a bee, 'cause he's sweeter than chocolate candy to me. He's confectionary sugar. I never cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm too sweet on my sugar, that sugar baby of mine.
Sorry. Hey, Waterloo, this is Gordon Webster.
Naomi Uyama.
Cassidy Holden.
And you're listening to CKMS 100.3.
Thanks for the great time.
Keep on swinging.
The Hepcat Hoppers provide Waterloo Region with weekly live and DJ jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and live swing era performances. Enjoy live swing jazz every Monday night, starting at 8:30 p.m. at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, The Button Factory, located at 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo. For more information, please visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms is a family-owned traditional beef farm. We're a local business and we produce local beef. You can talk to the farmer, that's me, Jeff Steger, and you can talk to the butcher about custom cuts. Buying in bulk tastes really good. Jeff at shadynook.ca.
All right, welcome back to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM, and it's about 10:30 right here in Waterloo, Ontario, and we have a couple of special guests on the telephone here, and we'll be bringing them on air very, very soon. So I don't know, many of you are out there, and on my Facebook wall there, I posted today a commercial, a Ford commercial, probably, I imagine it was done this past summer of 2011, and it featured two very prominent swing dancers out of Montreal, Quebec, and their names are, let me pull it up here so I say it properly, Amy Manella and Alex Hitu, and they're from Montreal, Quebec, and it's quite interesting because I saw it on YouTube, and I don't know, did you see it, Amanda?
I did. I found it when I was searching around for more dancing to look at.
Oh yeah, so they came up on your I guess your YouTube search or the links that came up.
Yeah, all the links that come up.
That's pretty cool. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to just take a listen here to that commercial. It's about a couple minutes, and we'll go and interview them.
I bring the most stuff when you're traveling. I'm really getting better. I'm working hard. My last event, I was proud to bring only one suitcase. It was a big suitcase, but it was only one.
Yeah, I started bringing two at one point, and the smaller one was only for shoes. I have a black pair and a white pair. That's it.
All right, cool. Let's go.
The route guidance will start now.
Thank you, young lady.
She's so polite.
Well, we're Lindy Hop dancers, swing dancers.
It's a huge part of my life for me, definite.
I got forced into it. Fell in love with it. And I've been dancing ever since. We started out being dance partners, and then at some point we just started flirting with each other a bit more.
We were already so close, we knew each other so well. It was just like kind of a natural thing that just kind of happened. We travel a lot because we love dancing, and we like meeting other dancers, and we like competing as well. It's so exciting how people that are so different from different cultures, they all come together with the same passion. You can have a horrible day and go out dancing for an hour, and then you leave with this huge smile on your face. It's just amazing. I'm gonna go get some snacks, okay? The further you go, like the gas, the hotel for the whole weekend, the food, the actual event.
It can get really pricey really quickly.
Aren't you getting any gas?
Nope, didn't need to.
Gotta love the road trip look. I'm really looking forward to like be able to go back to the city, see some friends, dance there, and also like to bring Alex there for the first time.
Well, I always like discovering new places.
Oh my god, look.
That looks amazing.
Hey, look, you can see the CN Tower on there.
Oh, that's awesome. It's in 3D.
Oh, we're here.
Finally.
Awesome. Come on, let's go.
So yeah, it was a really, really fun ride. It was a fun trip. You know, we never stopped for gas. We still are like this after all this driving, road trips, and
I think we get along well.
And there you go. That was Alex and Amy on YouTube there, and you can actually search for them. I believe it's under Ford, Amy and Alex, Anywho, we have two very special guests here on the telephone. I'd like to welcome Alex Atu and Amy Manella on the telephone. So hello there. Can you hear us, Amy and Alex? Hello, Amy, Alex?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, there they are. So thank you for coming online and being a part of this.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
And, well, I'm sure many people are wondering, you know, what was it like to do a commercial? Well, first of all, how did they contact you? How did this all start?
How it happened, basically, was I have a friend who works for a casting company called Jigsaw Casting, and she just sent a general call out saying that Ford was looking for interesting characters to be in an upcoming commercial. At first, I was like, I know, never get chosen for these types of things, and then I started thinking that I found that Alex and I would be, like, great characters, or young downtown Montreal couple, English bilingual, French bilingual, swing dancers, which is amazing, of course. And without really asking Alex, I decided to apply for both of us.
Yep. No, it took a good week or two before she told me.
Yeah, and they chose us. It seems that actually we were the first ones they chose.
Wow.
And then you know, we just did the commercial.
So in the commercial there, it looks like you stopped at many really interesting places along the 401.
Yeah, exactly. We had us doing a road trip like along the 401, but there was nothing really that was 401 about it. We were actually in Colborne most of the time.
Right, in Colborne, Ontario. And as you were driving up, now tell me, that wasn't the first time you were in Toronto, was it?
Alex, it was his first time.
Yeah, it was. I've never been to Toronto before for some reason.
But I had been multiple times. I have an aunt who lives in Oakville, so I always try and visit her once or twice a year. So I've been there before, but Alex, it was his authentic first time in Toronto.
Yeah, we got off the plane, and first thing I saw was the CN Tower.
And how did you feel when you first saw the CN Tower?
Oh, that thing's huge. I mean, we have the Olympic Stadium, but it's different. As a landmark.
Different is a good word.
Yeah, different.
So for those who are just tuning in right now to CKMS 100.3, we have Amy Manella and Alex Atu from Montreal, Quebec, and we're talking about a Ford commercial they did and how it revolves around swing dancing and the Lindy Hop. And so thank you very much for coming on the air with us this evening here in Waterloo, Ontario. I think it's so cool to see that. And actually, a lot of people have seen the commercial on TV. How do your friends respond to this? And family,
too. It's actually funny, too. While we were listening to the commercial while you were playing it, we actually had a friend who texted us. He was telling us he was watching Survivor or something, and he was like, it's so weird seeing you on my television. And I have friends from Ottawa and the Toronto area, and actually the first person who saw the commercial that let me know was Alex. It was someone in Rochester, New York, who saw it online. And I think we really, I know what I like the most about the commercial, I think Alex would agree, is that what I find fun about it is that, for once, it's like Lindy Hop in a commercial, not like a Gap commercial kind of swing, stereotypical thing. It was really just like us real swing dancers and real swing dancers in the commercial.
Yeah, when we got chosen, that was the first thing we thought of was not us in the commercial. It was finally like there's going to be Lindy Hop on TV. Or
online.
At first it was only supposed to be online, but it got promoted to television for some reason.
Awesome. Well, that's an exciting big step for the Lindy Hop, especially to get it into the public domain like that.
For sure.
So, do you guys have any future plans on any more commercials coming up?
Well, I jokingly said, because when Ford did the commercial, it was for Quebec and Toronto area, and I know they're going to be one doing another batch, I think, for the BC area, maybe another one for the Maritimes. I jokingly said, you know, there's swing dancing all across Canada if you need us again. But I think it was a one-time deal, because it was really character-based. So
yeah, it wouldn't be that genuine.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think it would be a follow-up. Although yeah, we would do it, because it was a great experience.
Well, yes.
And how was that the first time you were at the Dover Courthouse in Toronto, too?
Well, sorry we missed that?
Was that the first time you were at the Dover Courthouse in Toronto?
No, same thing. I had already been, I think, maybe twice before, twice at the most.
I go there all the time.
Yes. Alex being his first time, of course, it was his first time there.
Yes, the Dover Courthouse runs live bands with swing dances every Saturday night. That's basically all year round, and they just had a really fantastic New Year's Eve party and a gospel dance party the day after on New Year's Day. So that's the place to go swing dancing on a Saturday night in Toronto. So I was really happy to see the Dover Courthouse being featured in the commercial.
Yeah. Well, I remember when we were choosing the assets where we could go swing dancing in Toronto. And I was speaking with some of my friends that are from Toronto, and one of the things that they suggested the Dover Courthouse. They maybe wanted to go to the Wednesday night venue, but I pushed it more for the Dover Court because I think that's more the main location for people dancing in Toronto, and I kind of wanted to be more authentic as well.
Right.
Plus, when we were coming back from ILHC, I think that, the weekend before.
Yeah, it was the weekend right after ILHC, so they wanted it so much earlier, but we had already missed 4 days of work, and then we had to say, like, we need to work a few more days before taking another 4 days off.
So, just a little bit about yourselves here. You're based out of Montreal in Quebec there, and I understand you're both teachers for Swing Connection, which is a local swing dance school in Montreal. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, Swing Connection is the swing dance school that belongs to Maryse Lebeau and Zach Trichard. It's been open, how long has it been open?
Is it 4 or 5 years at the very least?
At the very least, probably maybe even 6 years, I would think. And it's really a swing school that has a lot of teams, and its vision is really that when you start there is that you can become a better dancer and be really involved in the swing community around you. So Alex and I, like teaching there, were really implicated by helping our students find their own talent, but also just some good dancers and going out and being social and just loving the music and the dance.
Right, and you can find more information about the studio at www.swingconnection.com. And connection is spelled with an X.
Connection with an X.
That's right. Just looking at your past there, I mean, your track record here, it looks like you've won quite a number of awards. And could you tell us more about it?
Well, I have a few awards.
We're in there.
Yeah, it's a weird saying that because from Montreal, like, so many people have awards here and there.
Yeah, I guess we're really lucky in Montreal to have so many good dancers.
Yeah, and we can dance so often as well. So I've been dancing a year longer than Alex.
I've been dancing for a bit more than 3 years. So
I'm about to hit my 4-year anniversary of dancing now.
You're old.
I'm not old. And right now, to my record, I have... At the Canadian Swing Championships, I have a gold medal for an open Jack and Jill, and I have a silver medal for a open Balboa Jack and Jill, and I have a silver medal for a pro-am that I did with Nikki Fortunacci 2 years ago.
And me, I finished second in intermediate Jack and Jill 2 years ago at Boston.
Tea Party.
What else?
I mean, you did all the finals here and there, but...
Yeah, I made second place at Montreal Balboa Review.
Wow.
In the open Jack and Jill, but that's a long story. and, yeah, me and Amy made the finals with the Canadian Swim Championships. I made finals in the Jack and Jill event at the CSC, but...
That strictly was the first time we competed together, I think.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, because Alex and I have been... We've known each other for about 3 years, but we've only been competing together as partners for just over a year.
Wow. You got quite a number of awards under your belts there, and quite a number in a very small amount of time. Unfortunately, in Ontario, we don't have any championships that run yearly like that within the Lindy Hop and Balboa style there. So
we're very, very lucky in Montreal. Montreal, between the three swing schools that we have and the international teachers that are based here, it's really easy to go out and dance and just excel. Like in Montreal, you can pretty much dance every night of the week, which we're so lucky to be able to do, because most places you can dance once, maybe twice a week. So, which is one of the reasons why the swing community in Montreal is so big, and also it's strong as well.
Right, and just to quickly clarify for the listeners out there, CSC stands for the Canadian Swing Championships, and that runs every year in May over, I believe, the May 2-4 weekend in a little small town north of Montreal.
Yeah, it's about an hour and a half from Montreal. About an hour just north of Montreal. It's in Grenville-sur-Lac, as we say, and it's last year was the 10th year?
Yes, it was.
Last year was the 10th year. And it's mainly a competition weekend. There are workshops, but it's a lot about competing and the party, of course.
Yes, the notorious party room.
I think it's the swing dance event that has the most teams. I think last year the teams events were 22 teams competing.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. That in itself is a show, and it's like these teams. It lasts over 2 hours of just teams.
Right, and so if you're interested out there and want to know a little bit more about this, we have basically a really big thank you to DDA, who's the one that organizes. This is his vision, isn't it?
Sorry, we missed that. Sorry, can you say that again?
We have there's a big thank you that goes out to DDA because this is his vision.
Organizing it since the beginning.
That's right, and you can find more information at www.CanadianSwingChampionships.com, and that could be on. You can find that online, www.CanadianSwingChampionships.com. So, I know that you're quite involved in the community there, Amy. There's an event coming up in about 2 weeks. Do you want to tell us about this event in January?
For sure. The weekend of January 20th to the 22nd. There is an amazing, one-of-a-kind event happening in Montreal called Followology. It's an event that is mainly meant for follows. Not only, but it's aimed so that all the workshops are to help the follow express themselves and learn with amazing teachers from around the world. Like, our teacher lineup includes Evita Arce, Nina Gilkinson, Joe Hoffberg, Marie Lebeau, Dominique Blouin, Lenou Samson Poirot, Nathalie Hueda from Ottawa, and a bunch of other teachers as well, guest teachers. And it's also a great workshop for leads, because without leads, follows, they can't follow. So even though the workshops are aimed towards the follows, the leads get a lot out of it as well, because to be able to follow well, you need to be led the proper move. So this is coming up on the weekend of January 20th through the 22nd in Montreal, and there's still lots of space left. If you want to join, there's four tracks, and there's the two great dance evenings. There's one on the Friday night at Chaps Corner, and then on the Saturday night at the Rialto Theatre, which is an amazing vintage theatre that we have in Montreal that's been completely restored, and we have the chance to be able to dance in it today. I highly recommend this event, of course. I'm complicated, but it's the fourth year running, and every year it's been sold out, and it's just one of a kind. I really recommend it, and for all the leads out there, we still need you. So please, if you want to come, go on the website, it's followology.com, and register as soon as you can.
Yes, and that's a big call out to all the leads and all the male leads out there too. Actually, we could just call them leads, to come on out to Montreal. I know that there's two cars going from Waterloo to Montreal for that weekend. So if you're interested, do make sure to jump onto Facebook or onto the Hepcat Hoppers website and go to the contact section and ask to see if you can carpool, and we can try to arrange that for you. That's to Montreal, Quebec. Now you say it very different from how I say. I say Fallology, but I don't think that's how it's pronounced, is it?
Well, I think since the event was first started in Quebec City, I did 2 years in Quebec City before coming to Montreal, I say it from how we say it in French. In French, it's Fallology. So I say Fallology. So I think it's because I take it from the French, maybe.
Ah, gotcha. And just to let everyone know that the classes are in English and not just strictly in French.
Yeah, I think except for the exception that maybe one where they might go more towards French, but all the classes are in English, and if ever a teacher would want to speak in French, they always ask to see the ratio of who speaks French and English, but it's always at the very minimum English or bilingual.
Right. So, well, thank you very much for coming on the air with us. Amy Manella and Alex Hitu from Montreal, Quebec, for doing the commercial and for being a part of the team that organizes Fallology in Quebec there. So thank you very much for coming on the air.
Thank you again very much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And I guess we will see you in a couple of weeks when we head up to Fallology.
For sure, I'll see you there.
Absolutely. So what we're going to do now is we're going to jump back to some more music. And this next song is by Gordon Webster, who was in town this past November in Waterloo. And this is one of my favorite songs by Gordon Webster.
Hi, this is Gordon Webster, and you're listening to the Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3.
in the land. By me, Biz Duchesne, I will say it again and again. By me, Biz Duchesne, it means your, grand. Bella, that's Italian for wunderbar.
Hey everyone, it's the Brit here.
And